This is I Want You to Fuck Me with an Ice Cold Dildo, written and read by Molly Moore. I want you to fuck me with an ice cold dildo while your jizz drips out of me. We've been fucking on and off all day. It started with slow, sleepy morning sex. You spooning behind me and sliding your morning wood into my cunt. You feel so good inside me like this. And I'm still a bit sleepy, and I don't bother reaching down to rub my clit, but just luxuriate in the feel of your body close up against mine and the thickness of your dick penetrating me. Eventually you roll away and I watch your erection bob in front of you as you pad naked across the room and disappear into the bathroom. Moments later, I hear the shower turn on. Eventually, you appear back into the bedroom, a towel wrapped around your waist, droplets of water still clinging to your shoulders and chest. You smile at me, like seeing me laying there has suddenly reminded you of what we were just doing. So tempting to get back into bed, you murmur as you lean over and kiss me. But not today. Come on, let's go and get breakfast. You kiss me in the lift, pushing my back up against the wall as we travel down to the ground floor. By the time the doors glide open, I realise skipping that orgasm might have been a mistake. At breakfast, you choose to sit next to me at the table rather than in the traditional spot opposite. One could definitely call your behaviour handsy. You slip your hand beneath the skirt of my dress and run it up and down my thigh. There are more kisses along my neck and a soft, gentle grazing of lips in between our conversations. And so it goes on throughout the day. Kisses, pinches, a touch here, a fondle there. At one point in the car, you reach into the front of my dress and play with my nipple, rolling it back and forth between your thumb and forefinger until I am rocking in the seat and pressing my thighs together to try and ease the ache in my cunt. It is the late afternoon when we finally head back to the room. In the lift is me trying to push you into the corner to claim a kiss, my fingers tugging at the waistband of your jeans. Something you want, you chuckle. You know, I bite back as we walk to the room. As you open the door, you turn and tell me to wait here, and then you vanish into the room, leaving me in the corridor. A couple of minutes later, you open the door and beckon me in. When the door clicks shut behind you, you are on me, grabbing my arms and pulling them behind me. You press me up against the wall. What happens next is what can only be described as hard and rough. There's no getting undressed, no tender caresses or soft kisses, but harsh hands that lift me up and deposit me on the bed, that drag my skirt up and spread my legs, fingers that drive into my cunt, making me gasp and arch my back, and then are instantly gone again. So wet for me, you moan into my ear as you drive your cock deep into my cunt. When I try to snake a hand between our bodies so I can rub at my clit, you grab both my hands and pin them above my head. Not yet, desperate girl, you say, as you fuck your cock into me. I clench my muscles round you in a vain attempt to try to come, but without that little bit of stimulation on my clit, my orgasm remains just out of reach, a shadow of an orgasm that I know is right there, but I can't quite bring it into the light. I whine into your shoulder in frustration. You fuck me harder and deeper in response. Please, I finally say. Please of what? You mumble into my hair. Please, come, please. But before I get to the bit where I say, please let me come, you grunt and push your cock deep into me as you come instead. I almost howl in frustration as you roll off me and lay on the bed next to me, catching your breath. What did you say? You eventually ask me, but I can hear the smile in your voice. I want to come, I demand. You turn onto your side and contemplate me for a moment. A I can feel the heat rising in my face in response to your unwavering examination. Then you turn and reach down beside the bed. And when you turn back, you're holding a large, ice-cold glass dildo that appears to be dripping water. As you bring it over my body, the droplets that fall on my skin are ice-cold and make me gasp. Open your legs. I can't help but hold my breath as you trail the ice-cold head of the dildo up the inside of my thigh. I tense in anticipation of what comes next. You chuckle as you pause. I don't need to look down to know that you are holding the glass phallus right by the opening of my needy, wet hole. We lock eyes. No one says anything. No one needs to. It's so intensely cold when it pushes into me. Cold and hard, but it glides so smoothly into the hot folds of my well-fucked cunt. Your jizz coating the glass, the perfect sticky lubricant to this cold invader. I let out a moan and then draw more breath deep into my lungs to try to steady my breathing. The cold is so intense that weirdly it almost feels hot. The contrast of the cold against the heat of my body, the hard, unforgiving texture against the pliable muscles of my vagina, are both such an intense sensation that the orgasm that has been swirling in the shadows, just out of reach for much of the day, is now right on the cusp of being. "Touch your clit," you whisper into my ear, as you ease the glass dildo slowly in and out of me. I don't need to be told again. My fingers instinctively find the perfect spot just off to the right of my clit and dig into the flesh there. It takes nothing, really. Just a few perfect rubs by my own expert fingers, and the hot and the cold and the hard and the slow but deep rhythm, and I come as you fuck me with an ice-cold glass dildo and your jizz dripping out of my cunt. If you like this, you can find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.